This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
What I think that is better than anything else is that Trump has, as some of my guests have said, he's drove a truck through the store. And my metaphor is that he's taken the chessboard and thrown it up. But everything is such a mess right now that there is a new enthusiasm. There is fertile ground and all of that. And I think that's far more valuable in many ways than this policy or that policy or anything else.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That man cannot be more right. What Trump did has nothing to do with policy at this point, even though he's a rock star when it comes to policy. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to contact the show. This was so true. When people tell me, they say things like, Kevin, the president doesn't set the, you know, he's got no power. He can't do it. I'm like, you're crazy. The reason why, you have Muslim infiltration in America, in all walks of life and in all forms of government, is because of 8 years of Barack Obama. Don't tell me what the president can't do. The reason why you spent billions, if not trillions of dollars on green energy nonsense, and we're still trying to figure out all the dollars that went out, is because of Barack Obama. There's his policies, his ideas. He didn't have to enact them, but he got people changing their views on things. You changed your views on Muslims. One way or the other, you did. Most of us became more accepting. Look at the number of mosques that are built in America over the last 8 years versus in the last 9 years than in the previous 150 years before. Look at the way people view, I'll say, same-sex marriage. Now, you may say, oh, Kevin, you know, we're progressive in how we... No, we're not. Marriage is what it's defined to be. Now, if you want to tell me Barack Obama made people more loving towards gays, I'll give you credit to that. Maybe that's the case. But he screwed up what our sensibility should be with respect to that. And that's not good. He screwed up what he defines as humanitarian and letting people into our country. Particularly when it comes to refugee resettlement, he did not care what you thought. He doesn't care what you think. And I could go on. He redefined the way you think about money, particularly the poor. Do I need to go on? Donald Trump is changing the way people view life in America. The idea of making America great again, putting America first, looking at agreements from the standpoint of your perspective, what the American public, the taxpaying people, the people who put him into power. That's completely novel and new. And it's novel and new over the last 10 years or 8 to 9 years over with Barack Obama, but it's novel and new over the last 50. Trust me. The idea of having a love of country and saying, hey, as much as I don't want other countries to fail, their success is not going to be because of our failure. And it's okay. I tell people, look, you have permission, Poland, to be the best you can be. China, be the best you can be. Russia, Cuba, whatever. But don't think that we're not going to go strive to be better than you. That is the American way. That is the American spirit. And it isn't demeaning. It's not demoralizing. If you want to make it demoralizing, fine. Look, the polls are probably good at something that I don't know about. Don't know, don't care. If you wanted to be in the national spotlight, get super good at it and move forward. I remember the Chinese. I used to say, man, those Chinese are really good at gymnastics. I don't know what you're going to do with that particular skill set. But congratulations, if China wants to go, we dominate in gymnastics everywhere we go. Jamaica, dominating in track and field, getting a reputation for such. People go over now and recruit these kids, and hopefully these kids go back to Jamaica and make a difference. I haven't been in a while, but I had a friend of mine tell me that they've kind of cleaned it up. It used to be, you know, super warlord driven. I mean, like, there were guys that you couldn't go into certain areas. It's still bad, but not as bad. Maybe, you know, around Kingston, but not as bad as it used to be because they're putting their foot down. But look, the point is, I now think of Jamaica as this place that you can go to. I used to go there, I mean, and go hang out and what have you. But it was a vacation place. And then it got ugly. It got to where it was like just a nasty city, you know, anywhere. And always getting offered dope. I don't want to be offered dope every time I leave my area to go explore. You know, how about you just offer me, you know, a sense of Jamaica and who you are. It's not all about dope. You want some ganja, man? No, I don't want any of your stupid ganja. So I now think of Jamaicans as amazing runners. And the friend of mine I was talking to said, Kevin, the program we now have set up and people coming back to train these kids and things like this, people coming over to train them, he goes, it's going to put Jamaica on the map. And he's Jamaican. And I'm like, well, great, man. That's good to hear, because I certainly want that to be what Jamaica's noted for and not what I experience sometimes over there. And it wasn't one of the worst places in the world. But it's like Ferguson, Missouri. It's completely different than what people think. But now it's got a stigma attached to it. That's not what I would want the world to think about Ferguson, the way Barack Obama left it. And I'll tell you this. I don't know how you feel. I don't want the world to think about what America represents by what Obama did. So when you tell me that somebody cannot make a difference as president, I say to you, you better wake up. Donald Trump can absolutely change the way people think about this country, change the way people believe in this country, and it's already showing up. It's showing up in the most amazing ways. And I got to tell you, I'm loving it. So you can change it. That is what we're going to be doing. And you have a big part in this. And I want to see you be a part of this. I want to see my listeners get in on this. I tell you all the time, it is not Trump's responsibility to do this. We talked earlier in the broadcast about polls, CNN. Oh, Donald Trump's polling this or that. Screw you and your polls. We know better. You still want to try to pretend to be news when you're fake news and tell us how to think because, oh, Donald Trump, nobody likes Donald Trump. That is a lie. Not only do people like Donald Trump, they understand that he is not ruling with ego, and he is absolutely doing the things that we've asked him to do. They have not asked him to do. We've demanded that he do. And they're mad because he's doing it. And they have to make you feel little by making it appear as though Donald Trump is a terrible guy. Oh, look at his ratings. It's all a lie, folks. It's a ruse. And we'll prove it yet again. Another hour of Kevin Jackson.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
What I think that is better than anything else is that Trump has, as some of my guests have said, he's drove a truck through the store. And my metaphor is that he's taken the chessboard and thrown it up. That everything is such a mess right now that there is a new enthusiasm. There is fertile ground and all of that. And I think that's far more valuable in many ways than this policy or that policy or anything else.
Yeah, so true. And in a way, your version of a mess might be that somebody just got fired after only 11 days in a job, or maybe your version of a mess is that someone else had to leave and someone leaked and someone was nasty and someone said rude words. But for me, coming from the UK and London, you know, a mess for us is a country that is not going to enforce Brexit that we voted for, 52% of us voted for. We may not ever see that. And mess for me is in 24 hours since I left the UK, there were 4 stabbings, 2 acid attacks and a riot. And then, of course, we've come off the back of a summer where we've been run down by trucks, blown up on bridges, and stabbed with hunting knives when we're out trying to have a meal with our family. So your version of a mess in terms of a political system and organized chaos is quite different to my reference of a mess. Londonistan is a mess.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I meant to play that entire clip last segment when I was talking about why you need Trump and who sets the pace for what's going to happen going into the future. And I'm telling you right now, had we had another 4 years of or 8 years of Barack Obama's policies or whatever, you would see America. It would be called Americistan or something like that, because we would be overrun with Muslim terrorists. The pace to get set by your leader is very important. I'm not going to re-litigate it, but it's just a fact. Go listen to the first segment, because I don't know if I can give me much more clearer than that. That was KT Hopkins from London. She's explaining the reason why London is struggling, the reason why it's having the problems that it's having is because it's a lack of leadership. It's a lack of I don't know what I would call it, moral authority that a leader feels that he or she can exert in a situation where London is being overrun. I cannot tell you the number of friends that I have that have been to London, been to the UK, that say, Kevin, we're not going to recognize this place in 10 years. And I agree with them. 100%. You won't know who they are. What does London represent? Calls to prayer? I don't even want to go. I told you guys I was in Paris not long ago, and it was like, I didn't even have the want to go out and experience Paris the way most people do anymore. Saw a few people out, you know, taking pictures. I only went out one day. I was there for 4 days. I went out one day. That's it. Didn't go party. Didn't go sample all the food and get into the French culture. And I speak French, and I still didn't want to do it. I was like, psst. Till my son came in with his fiance, it was like, I don't even care. And I spent the day with them. But let me just tell you, Trump is doing an amazing job. I want to play a clip from the RNC chair, Rona McDaniel, on Trump's performance. Because I want, look, we're going to make sure that, and for the record, I've been on the road for quite a few days, just getting settled in Arizona, and you've heard a lot of these different things, but you haven't heard my take on it. So I want you to understand that even though some of this may be things that we've talked about, the meaning behind this stuff and the conversations I had as I traveled across the country in order to make this move are the things I want to relate to you. Anyway, here's Rona McDaniel. I caught this when I got settled in, and I couldn't agree with her more.
The president, yeah. The president's already fulfilling his obligation. I mean, you look at unemployment numbers are down, consumer confidence is up, you've seen labor participation rate up, you've seen the Dow hit high numbers. They're seeing him as coming to Washington and championing him. My concern as party chair is if we can't get a Congress that accomplishes the things that we all ran on, repeal and replace of Obamacare and tax reform and infrastructure, if we can't push that agenda through, it's very hard to make the case in 2018 as to why we should be reelected. And I'm hearing that across the country
I travel. I know you're reflecting what the voters are saying. I guess my question was more directed toward the West Wing and what their obligation is toward lawmakers to push the agenda that you're just describing here forward. Now, Eric Trump mentioned money. I saw a number here, $75 million raised in the first 6 months this year, which doubles the amount the DNC had raised at the same point during President Obama's first 6 months in office. That's pretty extraordinary. That tells you the small donors are listening to this commander-in-chief.
Our base is rallied around the president, and the president's supporting the RNC. He does a lot of our fundraising emails, and we see it through our small dollar donations. And they are saying, Washington, support this president and get things done.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It was Rona McDaniel, the RNC chair, talking about Donald Trump and his ability to change things. Look. She touched on the donations. Donald Trump did something practically unheard of when he ran for, and part of it had when he ran for president, and part of it had to do with the base that supported him. And you guys, you know who you are. You donated in the millions and millions of dollars, and it was so fascinating to watch, because I know a lot about politics in that respect. And these people, you guys stepped up, and I'm talking about these $5, $10, $20 donations. And Trump said, I'm going to finance it myself, but there came a point where he says, no, I got to figure out if I have this groundswell. And you came through. And Hillary Clinton had all the big money Sanders had a little bit of little money, but then he started raising big money. Trump raised little money. Right now, I'm talking about small dollar donations, not a little bit, but small dollar donations. Then you fast forward to now. His 2020 campaign is already millions of dollars ahead of the left. Then you compound what he's doing for the RNC. These are people not supporting him, and he's still raising money for them. I don't have the numbers. We talked about it in when I did a broadcast not too long ago, and I gave you some numbers. But at least 2-3 to 1, the Republicans are out raising Democrats. And here's the issue. There's not like the Democrats have some magic formula inside, like, oh, we're going to nominate this person and our numbers are going to kick up. No message, no person to stick in there. There's not a person that they can put up against Trump that will come anywhere close to raising the money that Trump can raise. Now, I want you to fast forward to 2018, where you've got a Trump media juggernaut. He doesn't care what they do in the media. He's going to crush them. Then you look at the donations and where that money can go. Then you look at the effectiveness of his policies, despite what these guys are doing. Look at their poll numbers and see how well the Democrats are polling. I'm talking about individually, as a group, Congress, it doesn't matter. And you show me where we have a potential to lose in 2018. I'm not jumping the gun, and I'm not telling you guys, don't be vigilant. And, you know, don't rest on your laurels. But what I'm telling you is, we have put ourselves in the best shape, and the only fight we have right now is an internal with ourselves, with these rhinos. Don't worry about the left. They're going to implode themselves. Put your energy in fighting these leftists that are going against these Republican leftists that are going against Donald Trump.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here for the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I wanted, you know, we should probably do this daily. I should go through my Twitter feed and just let you guys see what people are talking about. And one of the most profound things that was said, and it, you know, it's not that profound. It's pretty straightforward. But one of the things that came in my Twitter feed was a woman who said, hey, why don't we mandate that all government employees must transfer to Obamacare, period. If it's the law of the land, who better to have it than the government employees? That's what, a million employees? 1.2 million? If government employees had to have Obamacare, you could be guaranteed they'd be screaming at the top of their lungs. And let me tell you why. The government employs black people overwhelmingly. In fact, it's practically reverse discrimination at the rate that the government employs black folks. And to force them to have to get that crappy insurance and have to go through all the things that we have to go through would drive them nuts. When I say we, I'm saying the people that are against it, not we white folks. And I ain't white, I'm black. Because there are black people who want to see, I was a slip of the tongue. No, I was not putting myself into the category of white. I was putting myself into the category of I hate Obamacare. And there's a reason why I hate Obamacare. I don't hate it because we put Obama's name on it. I hate it because it cost me $30,000 and has brought me nothing. But that was one of the things that came out as in the thing. Glenn Campbell died the other day. Did you guys hear about this? That was in my Twitter feed. I made some notes. I got to tell you, Glenn Campbell had one of the best voices. Forget the kind of music he sang. He had one of the best voices, kind of the Garth Brooks of his time. And I remember the song Lineman for the County. You remember that? I was a lineman for the county. Something like that. Beautiful song. And I don't even remember the lyrics for most of them or anything like that. I just remember him having a really smooth voice. And supposedly he was an amazing guitarist. And I was thinking about Glenn Campbell and the idea that he ended up with Alzheimer's. And I want you to just think for a second. You're a person who's got songs that you sing, you've written, and, you know, history of, I mean, and every time I hear a Glenn Campbell song, even I could say the same thing with, what's his name, that died in a plane crash. Sing, country road, take me home, Denver, John Denver, to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Anyway, you know, but Glenn Campbell, when I hear these guys sing, it isn't that because I can tell you right now, I never thoroughly enjoyed their music per se. Glenn Campbell, I did kind of because I grew up listening to country, and Glenn Campbell was one of the guys that I listened to, but it was by force. By the time, and I could say the same thing about John Denver, but he was more folk, I guess, and I was I was a grown up by the time I either could listen to him or not. And as it turned out, one of my buddies was his guitar player for years, Steve Weisberg. And so I got to know, you know, a lot of the music through Steve. But anyway, here's my point. When I hear either one of those guys, it gives me this feeling, this love of America. You know, the open spaces and having been a kid who grew up in the country, I can so appreciate him. Anyway, Glenn Campbell died, and it's very sad that occurred. But you know, hey, we all got to go. But I think the saddest thing for me is the fact that Glenn Campbell doesn't even remember his life. Alzheimer's is such a cruel disease. And every time I hear somebody diagnosed with it, it's a death of sorts when they're not even dying. By the time that you have to deal with it as a human, you know, as a family member dealing with them. I can't imagine, because I had an aunt and an uncle that had Alzheimer's. And interestingly, when they would remember enough to know me, so it wasn't like I lost them. Any memories going forward were gone, but the past they remembered. So I didn't experience Alzheimer's the way some people do. If you have a relative going through that, or if you're going through it yourself, you know, you have my deepest sympathy, because that's what we want to remember. I mean, it was funny. I was thinking about life and death, and I lose a friend. And I take it hard. I take life and death hard. And I, you know, my relatives would die, and I'd just be a sobbing mess at funerals. And my brother, for example, was very strong at funerals. And I tell the story often about how strong he was when my great grandfather died. I was a wreck. I mean, you know, just trying not to cry, but you know, crying, my eyes bloodshot red. And I mean, I'm one of the strongest, toughest guys in the family, and I just was like a little baby. And I don't mind telling you that. But here's the thing. Selfishly, it was because my grandfather, my great-grandfather, Pawpaw, knew so much about me. And he would remind me of who I was. And I was going to miss that there was somebody that would prop me up and make me feel good and give me that strength. Of course, I learned that, you know, they're gone and you still feel that way about them. But, you know, to have my grandfather, for example, who passed away years ago at the age of roughly 92, when he would talk of me to other people, it was with an esteem that whoa, that's my grandfather telling people about me. And it became selfish to want to hold on to these people. Like, hey, they know all your stories, Kevin. How sad is that? I mean, talk about having some growing up to do. And now don't misunderstand me. When I cry at funerals, I cry at other people's funerals. I barely don't even know these people. So I know there's a thing inside of me that just feels that sympathy for the family and all that. But I'm just being honest with you. There's another side of me that just misses the fact that here's a person that knew me. One of my best friends, Mike, died at the early age of 48 years old. And I just remember feeling such a sense of loss of a person who knew me we knew each other for 28 years. And when he died, up to the point that he died. And I was like, Mike knows all my stories. He knows my history. This is a guy that couldn't believe I would even be his friend. And I'm telling you guys this I'm being honest with you that I did have this. There's a part of me that was like, Mike knows that I was a really good student. I have people say all the time, oh, you probably weren't this or that. And I was like, well, I don't exactly have it on video, but I was that. You know, I was that athlete. I was that student. I was that guy that did the right thing, you know, and tried to do the right thing in most of the things and live this life that I had been taught. And the people that know that and are now gone. So what do you do? And it was, I know that was a feeling I had when I learned that Mike had died. I mean, it was other things too, as I mentioned before. But it was a selfish reason. And so I finally come to the conclusion, wait a minute. You know, you have the rest of your life to live and more people to remind, you know, people about yourself. And by the way, Kevin Jackson, while you're lecturing yourself here, buddy, it's not about you. Who cares that those memories are gone? I don't know, but when I think about the time frame of some of these people that we lose, and I think about those moments in life that, you know, from where I grew up on this cattle ranch, this little poor kid, you know, learning all about life in the country and having experienced what I think is just a childhood every kid should be required to go through, because they would think differently about themselves. They would never have a feeling of being a loser or I can't accomplish anything. There was nothing that I couldn't do. I was a 10-year-old kid running around a 25,000-acre ranch that was loaded with things that could kill me, and I survived it. It's crazy. And I got through it in the most unconventional way because, you know, I'm growing up listening to Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson and, you know, the people like that. I wasn't on the street, you know, learning the new dances and the new slang and, you know, and all that. I got little taste, little snippets of other culture America. I knew it existed. When we'd go on the weekends to visit family, I'd certainly be a part of it. And you're probably wondering, Kevin, what in the world? And when are you going to get back to politics? This is politics. It's that thing that why are you holding on to this vestige of something, right? Glenn Campbell died. Yeah, Kevin, Glenn Campbell died. That's where this segment started. Yeah, it sure did. And it's a reminder to a lot of people of a time of them growing up and wondering, you know, what was life going to bring? And now it's changed. Country music has changed. I remember when country music, it was all about everybody in country music practically was somebody that you could emulate. They were, don't misunderstand me, rabble rousers. Who was it? I think Waylon, wasn't Jennings in prison? And a couple other guys. Willie Nelson's a dope smoker. I mean, I'm not saying they're all great guys, but there was a time when it reminded you of Americana. Country music doesn't do that for me anymore. Anyway, hey, Glenn Campbell's gone. We're going to miss him. I think most people will. And the tragedy that he suffered with Alzheimer's, I wish on no person. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What do you think is going to happen with North Korea? You guys got any thoughts? I mean, I got to tell you, I'm listening to the saber rattling of Kim Jong-un and all these different threats that he makes to the United States. And I have to tell you, this is the one area where I think Donald Trump is going to say enough is enough. I talk about him not being an interventionist. I don't think he would interfere with North Korea in any way, not troop-wise and what have you. I think he'd say, I don't care. But I think when you start to make threats against us, I think Donald Trump's going to say, all right, you've been asking for a battle. You've been asking for us to maybe potentially end the Korean War. So how about we start now? We got troops right along, what is it, the 54th parallel or something like that? Wherever they are. We've got troops amassed over there. So let's just go ahead and escalate and see what happens. I personally don't think the North Koreans are formidable. What do they do? Where do you practice? And I think that what makes you formidable, and I'm not Alan West talking here. I didn't study war and all these other things. But I do know this. The backing that you have helps a lot. If you're a fighter and you absolutely have the people behind you who are ready to go to battle, you can't go wrong. That's what the Roman legions had. They had Maximus, and he had that, you know, his, what do they call it, they had the special soldiers that fought right alongside him, and then he had a group of people who said, I'd rather be fighting with these guys than fighting on the losing team, and they'd go and just annihilate people. And I believe that Donald Trump is going to reach a point with North Korea where it's no longer about words, and I'm sensing that time is near. North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. And I don't know what's going on. I don't know whether he's enlisted China from what, you know, I know that they voted 15-0 while I was traveling to issue sanctions against North Korea. And they've already struggled in that regard. But to get Russia and China to join in on that is pretty interesting, don't you think? See, I don't know. I wish I could tell you I knew enough about the global strategy in this. The only thing I can potentially tell you is that Trump said to them that if you allow North Korea to continue down this path, then we're going to have to retaliate with our own, you know, with our economy. You guys have heard me say this. But we are going to strike them, and it's going to put you in a precarious situation because you're not going to be able to protect them. So you need to be sending out a sign now that says, we're not going to be your big brother. Because normally, neither one of these guys would side with us. I mean, I haven't looked back at the UN record on sanctions against North Korea. Maybe somebody has. If you have, give me a call, let me know. 844-551-8255, or send me a note, because I'd love to hear about it. But I don't know that we've ever gotten anything against them, especially 15-0. So it tells me that something diplomatically is happening that's pretty unusual. I'm going to shift gears a little bit. I want to talk about Richard Blumenthal, who is Donald Trump called him a phony Vietnam con or something like that. What do you call him? Phony Vietnam con. Because he still wanted to look into the Russia probe. And I got to tell you, let me ask you this. I don't want to tell you anything. I want to ask you this. Russia, getting bigger, getting smaller in your eyes. We heard that Mueller was going to be doing some, you know, grand juries and all this stuff. Is it bigger in your eyes, smaller in your eyes? I'll put it to you this way. It's smaller in my eyes. I don't know how you guys feel. It's smaller to me. And I'm curious to see where this thing shakes out. But here's the funny thing. Donald Trump, don't tweet, stop the tweeting. He tweeted that Richard Blumenthal is a Vietnam con. Now, what happens with the left, and this is an interesting thing, and I'm telling this in the context of the same thing I was talking about earlier with North Korea. Donald Trump is masterful in getting things done in a strange way. And I'll be honest with you, very unorthodox. Maybe not the way I or many other people would do it, but he gets it done. And here's Blumenthal. Remember, Blumenthal got discovered. They found out he was lying about his record. So he comes out and he's like, I potentially did, kind of fudge the things that I did in Vietnam and blah, 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 blah. And it blew over. It was done. And I don't know how it works in D.C., somebody covered his butt and he owed some favors or whatever. So he got to keep his job. And the everything stayed as it should or as it has been in D.C. But then comes Donald Trump. And I know that there are people that have black book on these guys. And that's the way that you're sitting there going, why did that guy vote for that? Like McCain. Why did he vote for, not vote for overturning Obamacare? when that's what he said he wanted. And, you know, he's brain damaged, so we may not be able to say anything about why he did it. But I'm saying, a lot of times you don't know what the deal is with these people. Well, Blumenthal's held this little secret. Somebody went after him, probably leaked that secret, and he fought his way through it because somebody got him to do something that he didn't want to do, or maybe he was willing to do, but they finally said, okay, we got you over, you know, over a barrel. So maybe he did something. I don't know. But what he didn't expect, and what I know the left doesn't expect, is Donald Trump taking that a bit of information and saying, oh, you think you got away with that? And now bringing it back up. Now, again, I haven't had time. I've been a little busy. I haven't had time to look at when's Blumenthal coming up again. You know, is he one of the senators who's coming up to vote in 2 years? I mean, in 2018? If he is, maybe this is a warning shot. You get where I'm going? When Donald Trump now puts you in the spotlight, you're in big trouble. Now, did a campaign for senator reach out to the Trump people and say, hey, don't forget, this guy's a phony. He's a fraud, Donald Trump. And Trump goes, huh, you're right. Start tweeting. But when I came off the road and, you know, started looking at my feed, Twitter feeds and things like this, I'm watching Donald Trump call this guy out. And between us girls, I had kind of forgotten about the story. And then it hit me. That's what's right. This dude is he's a liar. He's a John Kerry. He's you know, been swift-boated. And suddenly, it's back into the mainstream. And let me tell you what happened. You guys tell me what happens. Donald Trump talked about Border Patrol. Building the wall. The wall's about to get, I mean, it's getting funded. It's getting built in certain ways. Metaphorically, that wall is being built. You know, you've got people not coming into the country, and we can go into the details, or we can just hit the surface. But the fact of the matter is, the wall is being built. The number of people crossing over has gone way down. The number of people willing to hire illegals has gone way down. All the things impacting have gone way down. Now, I don't know what's going on with refugee resettlement. I know Trump's hands were tied in some legislation, but I guarantee you, he's going to stop Muslims from invading this country and setting up terror cells. And he's going to be exporting these guys. So that's what's happening. He talked about trade with China and various other countries. And those trade imbalances are being looked at and being put back into the right course as we speak. Or as I speak and as you listen. All right? So now telling you guys is, when Donald Trump is tweeting something, you better take notice. And if Blumenthal, Richard Blumenthal, the senator, believes he can just ignore this, he's wrong. And my bet is, now I'm going to go out on a record here. I don't even know I'm telling you right now, I haven't Googled this man. I don't know who he's running, when he's running. My prediction is he's running in 2018. And if anybody can verify that, let me know. And I'll look it up, and I'll let you guys know tomorrow if I was right or if I was wrong. But if he is, Donald Trump's putting him on Front Street, and here's the bigger picture. This is what I'm getting to. He can do this to anybody. This is a shot across the bow. Your job now, America, is to make sure, if indeed I'm correct, that Blumenthal is running in 2018, he's one of the senators up, and Donald Trump goes after him, and Donald Trump can bring him down with a quote that says he's a con man, bring it back, something that Blumenthal thought he was done with. If Trump can bring that back, everybody in D.C. is susceptible. See, that's the deal. This isn't some run-of-the-mill tweet that you think is this innocuous thing. There is a strategy behind this tweet, is my prediction. And it isn't Donald Trump's got a lot of senators. He's got the Senate. But if he says, I'm going to win a seat from a Democrat by tweeting about it, and then I'm going to go after you other guys that think you're invincible, because I'm going to learn your dirt, and it's not going to take me very long. That's what I believe is happening.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.